to Rising Above with Becky Davidson.
Because a lot of the time you don't know what the day's going to look like. So sometimes I wake up in a great mood and ready to hit the ground running. Sometimes we're really, really, really tired. And we don't know what that day holds. But to know that I had my time with God and, you know, I was filled with His Word and what He says, man, it just changes. It changes everything.
Welcome to Rising Above with Becky Davidson, where we hear from special needs families who rise above difficult circumstances and discover that joy can be found in every story. Thank you for joining us. Here's your host, Becky Davidson.
Hey, friends. Welcome to this week's show as we continue in our series called The Unexpected. And I've got to tell you, I love this episode so much. Michaela McKenzie joins me this week, and we had such a great conversation about the unexpected expectations that we often feel as special needs parents, from expectations that we place on ourselves and all of the expectations we feel from those who work with our children. There's so much pressure to make sure that we're doing everything that we can do for our children, and we often feel like that we are never doing enough or that we are not enough. And we unpack all of that in this episode. Now, what I love so much is that Michaela was on this show about 2 years ago, and I told her at the end of this recording that she's not the same person I interviewed 2 years ago. The positive transformation in her life is beautiful. And as you listen to this episode, you will hear how she came to this new place. Now, we'll put a link in the show notes from her first episode from 2 years ago, and you need to go listen to it because you will hear from that episode until this episode such a beautiful transformation and the beauty of what happens in our lives when we surrender to God and His good and perfect plan for our lives. I know you're going to love getting to hear from Michaela. So get ready to be encouraged by her story and where she is on her journey now. Hey, Michaela, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so glad that you're here and that we're getting to have this conversation.
Face to face.
Face to face. So much better.
Yes.
Than recording via the internet. So
those were the days.
Yep. You're excited. This is your second time on the show. And the first time we did do recording somehow.
Yes.
You are not here, but you're here today.
I am.
I'm so glad because I've gotten to know you over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. You were part of By the Brook.
Yes.
What, 2 years ago, I think? Yeah, it's been 2 years. Yeah.
Wow.
And so, you just live up the road, not too far. And so you were able to come in town and get a little time to do a few things here in Cookeville,
yes.
Which will be nice.
Kid free. Weird feeling.
What is that? Yeah. Like, what does that even look like? Like, do you feel like a little confused because like, where are my kids?
I know. You know? Yeah. It's odd.
It is odd.
But so nice.
To have a few moments.
And needed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, last time you were here, you were pregnant, I believe.
Or
you were pregnant at By the Brook. I remember that.
I was pregnant by the Brook.
So tell us about the changes in your family since the last time that you were here on the show.
Well, I'm no longer pregnant. She is here. She is, oh gosh, yeah, she's 18 months old.
Oh my
so that
goodness.
Was a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
So Georgia's 18 months old. Daisy is 3.5. Whew. And Bear will be 7 in a few months.
Bear.
I know. I'm like, I'm going to have a 7-year-old. That's a kid.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a baby. Yeah. That's a kid.
Got you beat, girl.
I know.
26, you know?
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, 20. It'll be there before you know it.
Oh, man. I don't know where these almost seven years went, but.
Well, you've been a little busy.
Yeah.
You know.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we are in full swing, running everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
But I love it, and it's fun.
Yeah.
But we're tired.
We're tired. We were just talking before we hit record about how tired we are. You know, like John Alex is in a non-sleeping phase that happens so often. And I'm just like, I'm really tired. I am tired. But we are good because we're going to choose gratitude. And we're going to ask God to help us.
Amen.
To get through this day. So, but tell us a little bit about Bear. For those who haven't heard your first episode,
tell
us about, he is the cutest thing ever. Cutest little guy.
Too.
Oh, he's so cute. So tell us about Bear.
Bear, like I said, he'll be 7 in May. He was born with something called congenital CMV, cytomegalovirus. We didn't find that out till a few months after he was born, which has led to cerebral palsy, epilepsy, developmental delays. He functions on about maybe a 6-month-old level. He's got some hearing impairments, vision impairments, but with all that said, he's overall pretty healthy.
Yeah.
You know, which is where I take in the gratitude because, you know, I know there could be a lot more.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a G-tube. Mm-hmm. He's fed by mouth. Then that just to have gratitude for that is amazing, you know. But he does have all the other things. Mm-hmm. And we've been handling those pretty well. I mean, it's not smooth all the time.
Yeah.
But here in the last few years, we've had a lot of medical stuff come up with him. That's been pretty challenging, probably the most challenging so far that we've dealt with. Because up until these last few years, it's things that we've been able to manage at least or find help.
Right.
And now we're just kind of, you know, this is our last chance with his new surgery coming up.
Yeah.
So it's a lot, but we are trying to be faithful through it and, you know that God has a plan, whether it's a yes, no, not right now. And just listening for those answers, you know, and knowing that we know Bear best, which is hard sometimes.
That is hard. Yeah, it is hard. But you do. You're his mom and you do know him. And, you know, we were joking before we hit record about how right now, as we're recording this, it's spring break here in where we live. And you guys are going, your spring break's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But your spring break is going to involve a surgery.
Yeah.
You know, and so we were talking about, tell what you were saying about like posting on social media, you know, saying, you know, I just stay off of social media right now because I see everyone traveling and doing all the things that we can't do. Yep. And that can cause me to get jealous pretty quick.
Same. But, you know, I was making a joke that, you know, we're packing our bags. Yeah. To go to the hospital.
To go to the hospital. Yeah.
But I mean, it is hard to have gratitude with situations like that. But it could be worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do have access to the surgery that could help Bear.
Yeah.
We have spring break where we can have a week of my husband gets to be home more. We can have family that can come in and help. So finding gratitude in those
things is important.
Essential.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like, or else I get into that
spiral.
Well, we're not packing our bags for the beach.
Right.
And we're not, you know, packing bags for something else, but we're praying that it's something that will be life changing. Mm-hmm. So in a few years, if this is, you know, this is something that works, I'm not going to care about that beach trip that we didn't get to go on. You know?
Exactly.
So, but yeah, he does have a big surgery coming up for spring break. So we're anxious and nervous, but just hopeful, hopeful.
Yeah. And your husband's in full-time ministry.
Yes.
He's what, a youth pastor? Is that right? Youth pastor, which means you as the wife are right alongside helping. But I love your shirt. You came in with the shirt and her shirt reads, "Motherhood is my ministry." And I love that because it's so true. It is so true.
Yes. And in these last few years, I've learned the true meaning of that, you know, I used to be able to go help with youth with my husband. I used to take Bear when he was little. But you know, and I miss it so much. I do. But right now, it's motherhood is really my ministry.
Where you need to be.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, tell us what a typical day looks like for you because you've got three littles.
Yeah.
And, you know, have so much going on with Bear's care and all of that. So what does a typical day look like for you?
Well, it's kind of funny. Because
is there a typical day?
Yeah. None of our days look the same.
Yeah.
Monday through Sunday, every day is so different, whether it's therapy, school, what the girls are doing. If, you know, my husband's got something at church that day that he's gone all day. But mostly it's just getting up super early.
We were talking about that too. Yeah,
super early.
Super early.
And I have learned that taking time in the morning to get myself together, to get ready for the day, has changed my outlook on the day tremendously.
It's so worth getting up early to have that time. Yeah,
you know, even if it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and you know, I've already had 2 cups of coffee by then. I don't, you know, But therapy, school, my girls just started a little Mother's Day Out program, which has been great for me and them.
Right.
But we've also just let go of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Because our schedule, I think last time we spoke, was just nonstop. Mm-hmm. And something had to change.
Yeah.
So not that every day looks the same, but it's a lot slower. And I'm thankful for that.
And sometimes that is just, I mean, that's what we need. We've got to just learn to go, okay, what are we going to pull here?
Yes.
You know? And, you know, in this episode, I'm so excited that you're here, because this whole series, we're talking about the unexpected and the unexpected things that come along in this special needs journey that before you get on this path, you have no clue, you know, what these things look like.
A lot of unexpected.
A lot of unexpected. But we're going to be talking about the unexpected expectations that come along with this. The mom guilt that can come into play of, I'm not doing enough, and all of those things. And so, you know, we actually had a conversation kind of about this when we had lunch a few weeks back, and about feeling like we've got to be doing everything. You know, we've got, there's so many things. There's, when you live this life, there are so many therapies, so many opportunities. I mean, we are so blessed to be where we live that there are all these opportunities, but we wear ourselves out, you know, striving to try to get there. So, you know, when you look back on this journey, you know, there's so many. One of the episodes we talked about was emotion. So what are some of the emotions that you have experienced on this journey, in relation to your role as a mom and expectations and all the things that come along with being Bear's mom?
A little bit of a roller coaster, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe in the beginning I was that super mom, you know, I could do therapy every single day, all day, get him into these programs, do everything, see every specialist. But now, not so much. And that's where that mom guilt. Mm. Oh boy, did that hit me hard.
Yeah. Tell us about that. Walk us through that.
I mean, it was a lot easier to have Bear in therapy every single day when, you know, my two girls weren't here. But and I felt guilt about that, you know, about having more children with a special needs child, especially one that required so much. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that really, really, really hurt. Having those feelings, because obviously I love my girls to death. But I'm like, this is not fair for Bear, you know? But it was such a blessing, because looking back, we have cut back therapy so much. Just all these specialists and things like that. Obviously, Bear is still getting his care
of
that
course.
He needs.
Right.
But, I mean, I was pregnant with Georgia. Daisy was a little baby. Mm-hmm. We're going to therapy every single day,
right.
Driving to Cookeville, doing therapies hours a day, just dragging them. And I said, wait, this is not fair to the girls either. Mm-hmm. So a lot of praying, a lot of just asking what is necessary right now. And that left me with a lot of mom guilt, because I didn't want to take anything away from Bear that he needed.
Right.
But now that we're in this season of, he's doing a lot less with therapies and appointments and just all the things. He is so much happier. I think we maybe had spoken about this last time, but he had a lot of self-harming behaviors, biting, crying. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that was because he just was so tired from everything, but now we haven't had those behaviors in months.
Oh, goodness.
And just the blessing of that, you know, and him not verbally being able to say, like, whether he is sick or he's like, Mom, I just...
Just give me a break. I need a day.
I need a break.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but whatever it is, I don't, you know, God was telling us, slow down and get over this mom guilt of you're not, you are doing enough.
Yeah.
So now we have dwindled down to therapies once a week. I mean, he has multiple therapies, but we were doing them every day. We've pulled back on ABA, taking a break from that. Bear's in school a lot more now. And just getting him around people that love him. I mean, that has been just amazing for him. And just to see him so much happier and just laughing and interacting with other people is so much more than I feel like therapy could have given us.
Yeah.
And he kind of was just at a standstill in therapy. So I was like, why are we doing so much right now? And he just, and who knows, we might pick back up in the future. We don't know.
Season.
But right now, this season has been really, really good. Really good.
It's so hard because we have so many people coming at us, you know, when our kids are in therapy, it's like, you know, I remember when John Alex was little, back then the therapist would come to your home. So every single day we had different therapists coming in and out of our house, which meant we had no social life. I mean, we had, the therapists were my friends
because, I say that all the time.
You know, it's like they were my friend, and I'm grateful. Yeah. I'm so grateful for those people who were part of our story. But what would happen is you would have, you know, one therapist come in and tell you all these things you needed to do. Another therapist would come in and show you all these things you needed to do. And if you had four or five therapists telling you four or five different lists of things, and then you're trying to figure out how do we enjoy life on top of that. And then if you don't do what they tell you to do, the guilt that comes along with that, well, if I do this and I don't do this, all of those things that come along, and it's overwhelming, especially as a young mom.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at you going, you go, girl. He's seven, and you've already come to the place of going, you know what? We're going to take a little break.
Yeah. And not to say that it didn't break me to get there.
How did you process through? How did you process through? Because I know that's a hard decision to come to.
Yes. I think just having that relationship with God, and, you know, my husband could tell me, you're doing enough. My friends, therapist, my parents, just our community, everybody, you're doing enough. You're doing great. But it wasn't enough, you know, for me to hear that from them. But really just giving that time to God and prioritizing that and just hearing from him, like, you're doing a good job. You're doing enough, you know. And the thing that kept playing over and over again was just let Bear be a kid. Just, you know, just for a little bit. Let him be a kid. If more therapies are to come, that's fine. And things like that. But right now he just needs to be a kid.
And so did you sense some peace when you got to that place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Peace that I've probably never felt before. I always felt in this tense, just always go, go, go. You know, we're doing, I mean, glasses, multiple orthotics, hearing aid, cochlear. Let's add this therapy. Let's do this. Let's go see this specialist. And just a piece of, we need to breathe.
Deep breath.
We need to breathe.
Yeah.
And I think the peace really came from when Bear, he just was happy.
You saw it in him, you know, playing out.
Yes, because I really struggled with that, you know, a year or two ago with, he's just not happy. Like, why would God allow my child to not, he's already got all this going on.
Right.
He's just not happy. And, you know, I really struggled with that, especially hearing from other special needs parents where they're like, my kid loves so hard and, you know, they're just happy and they may have all these special needs and things like that. But I was like, well, I don't get that with Bear. You know, he just seems so upset and sad and nothing really brings him joy. But when I listened to God, and he gave me that peace, Bear was a different child. You know, I saw the true Bear come through of, you know, I get texts from his teachers. He's so giggly today. He's laughing all day. Even at therapy, they're like, you know, he wouldn't do much in therapy because he just was laughing. And I was like, great.
Let him laugh.
That's awesome. Yeah. Great. You know?
Yeah.
So it really, that peace is, can't compare.
Yeah. I love that. And I love how you processed through. You didn't let the pressure of other people telling you need to be doing all these things, you know, get to you. And then you're seeing the fruit of that just with him, you know, and how he's, you know, I remember John Alex, we had all these therapies at our house and his vision therapist was at the house. And we had a little area set up for them to do therapy with him. He does not want to be doing all these things. And he is miserable. And but he can't get up and leave.
Yeah.
You know, he's stuck in his little chair because he can't get up and leave. And so he finally was, I have the picture of it. It's hysterical. He can't leave. So he ends up just closing his eyes and he throws his head back. And he's like, I can't leave, but I'm shutting you guys out. And it's the cutest thing. He's just like, nope, I am not doing this and you can't make me.
Yep.
And you know, they do. They just need moments to be kids. And
sure.
I think we just need to be moms. You know, we need to, we're not therapists. We are moms. And yes, there are things that we need to do. Obviously, we're not, neither one of us are saying, just throw out the therapy. Right. Don't do anything. That's not what we're saying. But they're finding that balance that works for your family.
That balance has been, you know, like I said, he has the glasses, the ortho. We didn't just throw those in the trash.
Of course.
Oh, we're not doing that. But you know, finding that balance of we did what we can and it's working. We're not going to force it or make Bear miserable. But that seemed to have worked for us.
Well, how did the therapist respond? You know, because I know they have, you know, they put these expectations on us. And how did they respond when you went in and said, hey, we're cutting back? What was the, I see your face and I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be interesting.
Well, the tears probably did not help from me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew I had Bear's best interest and it was hard to make that decision. So going into the therapist and saying, we have to cut back.
Mm-hmm.
We have to, especially with like ABA. Because they wanted him every single day for multiple hours.
Yeah.
And just crying to them that I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I can't. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh boy, okay.
Yeah.
what did we hit here?
Yeah.
But honestly, they have been understanding with drawing back on the hours that he's doing it and making sure that everything gets done. They've been so understanding, and I don't know why I had in my mind that they would judge me.
Yes.
And what a terrible mom, you know, not bringing her three children, dragging them to therapy, you know, every single day. So honestly, it's been okay.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be awful, but that was just me making things up in my mind and judging myself. And, but it's really been a good transition.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Because we do that. We make up these stories of like what people are going to think about us and how they're going to judge us and think we're a terrible mom because we're not doing these things. But bottom line, you know, you can go in with that confidence of knowing, no, I've talked with God about this and God, this is the path he's told me. And so to be at that place, with him being as young as he is and being able to go in and go, nope, this is what we're going to do. Then what an example you're setting also for them as the therapist of like, you know, no, this is another way to do this. We don't have to force. And the thing is, God, you want God's blessings on whatever you're going to do, because you could be doing all of these things. Like, I feel like I'm always just striving, like trying to find the next treatment to help Jay's gut or find the next thing that's going, you know, and so it's like we're just, you know, running this race and hitting our head up against the wall, where if I just stop and go, all right, God, what is your best?
Yes.
Then it's going to work. All these other things we're doing are just going to be a waste of time.
Right. And I've had to learn that the hard way.
Yeah, well, I'm still learning. You know, it's so much better all these years down the road. But I love hearing your story about just hearing from the Lord and going, no, this is what we're supposed to do. And then again, it's like the build up to the conversation with them. And then once you have it, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, why did I put that off for so
long? We could have been at this place months ago.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. So how do we avoid this trap of feeling like we're not doing enough?
Are you a mom or female caregiver raising an individual with special needs? We'd love to invite you to our yearly event created just for you called By the Brook. In 2024, you can join us live in Cookeville, Tennessee, or from wherever you are around the world for a weekend of encouragement, respite, and time together with other moms who get it. Join us on June 21st through 22nd, 2024.
So how do we avoid this trap of feeling like we're not doing enough?
Well, I think at least what worked for me was prioritizing that time with God. I could hear from so many other people about how great of a job I was doing, mm-hmm. but they didn't really see what I was doing, mm-hmm. you know? And I know they meant well by saying,
right.
oh, you're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do it and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to hear those things. I do love to hear those things, but they didn't know what I was doing day in and
right.
day out.
Right.
But God did.
Mm-hmm.
And so to hear from him that, you know, what I'm doing is seen mm-hmm. and, you know, like you said, those sleepless nights and God sees us. Mm-hmm. God sees all that we do, all the little things that nobody else understands. So just prioritizing that relationship with mm-hmm. him. And I had to let go of a lot of things to prioritize that.
Well, that's what I was gonna
ask.
It's
hard to do.
Yeah. So what does that look like for you?
That looks like staying off social media.
Mm.
That looks like that is my free time. It used to be finding stuff that, you know, might fill my cup or, you know, other things like that, but...
Or fill your time.
Fill my time.
Fill your time.
Yeah.
You know, fill your mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What am I filling my mind with?
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that God has an abundance of that to give mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah.
You know, my cup may be completely empty and I was trying to just fill it in other ways that I thought
mm-hmm.
would work and not prioritizing God in my time with him. Because I was too busy, right?
Right. Got to be on my phone.
Yes.
Scrolling through Instagram.
Yes.
You know?
And see what
everybody else is doing.
Yep. And, yep. you know, we're planning our next hospital visit and just really prioritizing that time to mm-hmm. just be filled with the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. and what God has to say about me.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a time, like, do you try, I know you get up early.
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to do that first thing in the mornings or do you just try to find, you know, make space throughout your day? How do you do that?
Just where I can find time
yeah,
through the day.
Right, yeah.
It tends to be night
mm-hmm.
late, and I am not a night person
yeah.
at all. So that's a little bit harder for me. But at night is usually when I do, you know, good quiet time. Quiet. I don't know how quiet it is.
Yes.
But
yeah.
but definitely in the morning, even if it's just, you know, rolling over and reading my Bible app really quick
right.
or just praying.
Just starting with that that mindset.
Yes. That yeah. mindset is mm-hmm. so important.
Mm-hmm.
So important to get you through the day.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time you don't know what the day's going to look
right.
like. So
right.
sometimes I wake up in a great mood and ready to hit the ground running.
And some days we're really tired.
Sometimes we're really, really, really tired. And we don't know what that day holds.
Yeah.
But to have, you know that I had my time with God and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was filled with his word and what he says, man, it just changes,
yeah.
changes everything.
You're planting those seeds, even if it's not even something for that day,
mm-hmm.
but you can call that to mind even on another day that where you're just like, oh, I remember when I heard this or this song is really, you know, that's me. It's like, it's that, like today, I really like to get up early in the mornings and have that time first thing,
yeah.
you know, but it didn't happen today. We were up, you know, till who knows when. And then finally he was asleep and I was like, this is not happening this morning.
Yeah.
And so, but it does, it sets whatever your rhythm that you kind of get into when it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It can mess your day up some, but then you just get back on the track and,
yes.
and you keep going forward.
And I think God understands that
yeah.
a lot
mm-hmm.
when we actually have things that are going on that are,
yeah,
you know, maybe where we don't get that quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's when I'll just, it's a quick prayer to
help me, help me, Lord. Well, I love that my friend Lori calls it, we're like quiet time. None of it like quiet. It's not quiet mm-mm. in our homes. She calls it restoration time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I love that. Yes. Restoration time. Because
yes.
that's really what it is. It's restoring our soul and helping us go.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know about you, but I know for me, I don't like asking for help a lot of times. Mm-hmm, I know. Sorry. Hot topic here. But because when there's lots of reasons why I don't like asking for help. One is probably pride.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can do this. I've got this figured out. Another one for me is I don't want to put people out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to be a bother. You know, all these things we make up in our head when the reality yeah. is people are like, I would love to help you, you know, So what is it like for you? Do you struggle asking for help, or is that not a problem for you?
I would love to meet someone that's not a problem.
Because it's those expectations, you know, yeah. We have these expectations of what about us, what we're supposed to be able to do.
That also has changed tremendously in the past few months, maybe a year for me. I don't like to ask for help.
Mm-hmm. What's your hang up? Why, for you?
Pride. I got this. Yeah. I can handle it. Right. I got it.
Yeah.
You know, also that I don't want someone else to feel like they have to do mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
And it's not just like handing off a typical child either, right. You know,
right.
Where my daughter, you can hand her a cupcake. She's good for, you know, 2 hours. But now Bear's a little different, you know, he's got all the things and mm-hmm. you just never know what to expect with yeah. him. And he's nonverbal. So, mm-hmm. and now that he's getting bigger, it's like, I can't ask someone to carry him around right. or move him from the wheelchair to this. And it's not as easy as it was mm-hmm. when he was little.
Yeah.
So it's getting harder. But let me tell you what, Becky, that God has, he's like, no, you don't got this by yourself.
I love this.
Have this time with me, with God, but hand off some of this stuff.
Mm.
And I just feel.
So what does that look like? What
so
does that mean?
Light.
So what does it look like to hand things off? Teach me.
The people that have just rallied around us, whether it's taking care of Bear. I'm going to tell you this. It scared me to death, but it has been the best thing for Bear. He spends the night at his Lulu's house.
Now, who is Lulu?
Lulu is his best friend. She, we met her through our church.
Oh.
She also works at Bear School, so it's amazing. But she keeps him every Wednesday night.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, and they go to school together the next day.
Oh, my goodness.
And at first, I was like, absolutely not. Like, just a few hours is scary, but
Overnight.
Yeah. But let me tell you what. That the joy that brings to Bear, and I was like, you know, I'm telling her, like, if you don't want to do it, just, you know, it's yeah. okay. Like, if you're tired, I get it. But when she comes back to me with the joy that brings her, I know. I'm like, I don't think you realize what this does for me. Because Wednesday night is obviously our hardest night because my husband's gone.
Right.
All
He's
night.
Pastor.
Yeah.
yeah.
He's gone.
yeah.
So, you know, when she came to me with that idea, I was like, ooh.
And so she came to
yes.
you with the idea.
Yes, absolutely. And that was a God thing. I mean, just, it has been so amazing. And he has the best time. I mean, she'll send me videos. He's crawling around her house, like has his own room. I mean, it's been so amazing for us. And to feel peace with it that, you know, God's provided this person to care for my special needs child. That's not always easy to care yeah. for. And man, does she love on him. And the people that also see that relationship,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people come to me, oh, you're Bear's mom. I'm like,
how do you?
Yeah. Oh, Lulu. You know, they know him through Lulu. And
yeah.
It's just been so amazing. And he goes to school more often now. And he is at the best school. He changed schools this year, last year. And it's been completely different. I mean, the way the kids love on him, the staff, he's got a nurse that goes with him and she just the love that I've been able to mm-hmm. see around him from other people that I thought would, you know, I'm burdening with these people
right.
with him and it's been complete yeah. opposite.
Isn't it amazing the stories that we tell ourselves? I mean, we were talking about
yes.
that a minute ago. Like, we don't want to be a burden and the reality is our kids have so much to offer
yes.
the world, you know? And I think for me, I mean, for so many years, I was just like cocooning myself
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to keep us here because we're safe and nobody will say anything if we're here.
Yep.
But people need our kids.
Oh, yeah.
People need that exposure to be around our
That's
kids.
It's hard, though.
It is hard.
It's very hard. But I'm telling you, just within this past year, getting Bear out there and letting people love on him has just, it's been so good for me too.
What a gift.
Yes.
We all need a Lulu.
She's the best. She really is the best. But just putting Bear out there has been, and he's my prayer. I think last time I was on the podcast, I really, really remember struggling with Bear having friends because we've got Lulu. She's an adult, you know, is his best friend.
Right.
But I really prayed for Bear to find friends his age, and he has. And it's been, we found a boy that has what Bear has too. And how crazy, because we don't meet anybody with that. Right. And they are not verbal with each other, but let me tell you what,
they communicate.
They are the best of friends. And God just really has this last year just answered prayers in just miraculous ways, I think.
So amazing. And so when he goes in for his surgery in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Spring break. Your bags are packed for the hospital.
Yes, we're ready to go.
You're ready to go. You're going to get to eat at the fine dining there in the lobby.
Yes.
I guess you're going to Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's great restaurants there at Vanderbilt.
Oh,
you know?
They know me well.
They do, yes. And so you can go. We joked about that one time. Yeah, it was like, yeah, we're going to spend our Christmas at the epilepsy monitoring unit.
Yeah.
You know, like this is
so
where we're going to be. Yay. You know, and so, but who's going to come alongside and help you? Who have you opened up your world to come alongside and help you?
That one's a little trickier because Mom has to be away with Bear for that. Yeah. But, you know, we live here in Tennessee with no family.
Mm-hmm.
They're all back in Georgia, but they will be coming in to help. We're bringing in the big guns.
calling in the big guns
yes.
for this one. Yeah.
And I already know people that have lined up to meals or they want to throw Bear a party at school to say goodbye. You know, just things like that where it's, they're really just speaking life into us before we head into this surgery. So I'm really at peace with that.
Yeah.
Just going into it. Because this is our third time doing this surgery.
Yeah, and it hasn't gone so well.
No.
Yeah, you haven't had the best experience.
So
yeah.
Whether it works out the way we want it to or not, I have a lot more peace going into it.
That's so, so good. Because again, we can have expectations either that something's going to go great or we can have expectations that things are not going to go so great. And I know when we've had medical trauma, you know, things that where there's things that have not gone so right. That's so often our default.
Yeah.
You know, here we go again, you know. And so, but going in with the attitude that you have now, I suspect that's going to make the stay so much easier on your mama's heart. I mean, it's so hard when we see our kids suffering and just being those who've had kids in and out of the hospital, we all know what that's like when we see our child laying in a hospital bed or being sent off to surgery, you know, and those feelings and emotions that go along with that. But it sounds like you are at peace, and because of the restoration time you've had with God, that you can go into this with good expectations.
Yeah, because God will definitely answer us whether it's, you know, this is not a good fit for Bear or... Yeah. Yeah, this third time, you know, it worked, but we're going to get an answer either way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a lot better about coming to terms with whatever that answer will be, you know?
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of people just inviting people into that. Mm-hmm. These past surgeries, we really haven't.
Yeah.
You know, because it can be scary to invite people into that space, but telling people we've got a surgery coming up, letting them do things for us. You need to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it changes everything.
And so I know there were times that probably that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did that impact you? You know, I know when we talked years ago, a couple of years ago, there were struggles because there was all that pressure and all that that we put on ourselves. How was that impacting you all those years ago? Because I know there's such a difference between who you are sitting here today versus several years ago when we first talked. So what were things like when you were trying to, you know, I feel like so often I'm just like trying to gather everything in and I want to just hold everything so close and so tight because then I can have control over it.
Yep.
So I think. But when you were doing that, what was the outcome for you?
Truthfully, depression.
Mm-hmm.
Even sitting here talking with you when we talked, was it
probably a couple of years ago? Yeah.
Oh man,
you're a totally different person. I mean,
yes, I was in a pit, of just depression and anxiety and trying to do everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the pregnancy hormones on top of that because mm-hmm. I was pregnant with Georgia then.
Yeah.
So not a good mix and just feeling like I couldn't take it all on.
Mm-hmm.
But we had such big hurdles in front of us. Bear was, you know, going into his first surgery or the idea of the surgeries and trying to do it all on our own, not mm-hmm. asking people for prayer or mm-hmm. if they would ask to help. No, we've got it.
Right.
And it just dug me further in that pit of depression because nobody saw me
mm-hmm.
or I thought, you know,
right.
But I wasn't letting anybody see us,
yeah.
you know, but now I have people at church or therapies, things like that come up to me. When's Bear surgery? What can we do to help?
Mm-hmm.
Can we bring a meal? Can I pray? Can I tell my church about it?
Mm-hmm.
And that I think ultimately has just changed
yeah.
going into this surgery. Like I said, we don't know the outcome mm-hmm. of it. But I know going into it how different I am
mm-hmm.
as a person. But I have prioritized that time with God and that dependence on God
mm-hmm.
and not, Michaela, you can do it all.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. So my advice to anybody in that situation, mm-hmm. you got to let people in.
Yeah.
And even if it's not a special needs family, because that is hard to find sometimes, mm-hmm. let whoever is willing to come walk alongside mm-hmm. you, like our Lulu. She does not have special needs in her family,
mm-hmm.
you know, but she works with special needs
right.
kids. And she is just that perfect fit mm-hmm. of who God had walking alongside
yeah.
us, who can care for Bear, and then bringing our church family with, you know, Bear's friend now. And it's, you know, his mom will text me if we are going into surgeries
mm-hmm.
and things like that, you know, Bear's buddy's praying for him.
Mm.
He's praying.
So sweet.
Things like that
yeah.
where it's, I was depriving myself and Bear of that and other people of that. So you got to let go of that pride. You have to
so
release it.
Good, Michaela. So good. I mean, like, seriously, I didn't know what to expect
yeah.
in this conversation, but my goodness, I just love how you have kind of changed course
mm-hmm.
and you're letting things go and letting people in. I think that's the word. It's like, let things go and let people
yes.
in, you know, to our story. And I think, you know, reminding ourselves that we have this God that loves us so
yes.
much and that he knows what our kids need. I think
mm-hmm.
we feel like if we're in control and we're, you know, we have all these expectations of like, okay, if we're in control, everything's going to be fine. And that's so wrong.
When I was in control, everything was awful.
Yeah, same here. And so, you know, prioritizing that time of like going, God, you know what's best.
Yeah.
Work those things out. And then we are moms first.
Mm-hmm.
We're not therapists. We do the things that we, you know, that our kids need. So we're not saying that, but like to have that, just that deep breath to go.
Yes.
And you're seeing it play out with your son and the joy that he's having in life.
Yeah.
Versus,
it's amazing.
I love that. And so, you know, bravo. You're doing great.
Thank you.
You are doing a good job. And for all you mamas and dads out there who are, you know, feeling all the expectations that you place on yourself or that you feel others are placing on you, Michaela and I just say, hey, stop, take
mm-hmm.
a deep breath, take it to God, and he'll show you the best course for your kids.
Absolutely.
Do you have anything else, any other closing thoughts to share your wise wisdom of, you know, you're doing great?
Probably just that, you know, those feelings are valid
mm-hmm.
of being in that pit.
Yeah.
That depression is valid,
mm-hmm.
But you have to remember what God says. Don't let the enemy speak into you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
So really being in God's word and saying, this is of God, this is not of God.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have that foundation of, you know, who's setting those expectations.
Mm-hmm.
It's not God putting those on me at all. So they're valid, but we know as special needs parents that it's easy to get in those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to prioritize that time with God and know what he says.
Mm-hmm. Speak the truth.
Yes.
Speak the truth.
Absolutely.
Thank you, friend. This was lovely. And I'm so glad to get to spend this time with you. And we got to get together again more often. We're not that far. We don't live that far apart. No. So we'll have to figure this out. But no expectations.
No expectations.
Thanks, friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Rising Above with Becky Davidson, created and produced by Rising Above Ministries. To learn more about us and our resources for special needs families, visit risingaboveministries.org or download our free app. If you've enjoyed listening and want to hear more, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and review. You can always share it to encourage a friend. And remember, joy can be found in every story.